This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to the welfare of Indian farmers. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi said it is a privilege for the government to serve the country's hard-working farmers. The Prime Minister highlighted that for the past 11 years, various government's initiatives have boosted prosperity for farmers and also ensured an overall transformation of the agriculture sector. He said that the government has focused on issues like soil health and irrigation, which have been greatly beneficial. India has made remarkable progress in reducing extreme poverty, with 269 million people moving out of it between 2011-12 and 2022-23. According to the latest World Data Bank data, extreme poverty rate dropped significantly from 27.1% in 2011-12 to just 5.3% in 2022-23. In 2011-12, around 344.47 million people in India were living in extreme poverty, while by 2022-23, that number fell sharply to 75.24 million. Much of this progress comes from the states like Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, West Bengal, and Madhya Pradesh, which together accounted for 65% of India's extreme poor in 2011-12. These states contributed to two-thirds of the total poverty reduction over the past decade. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today termed the recently concluded free trade agreement between India and United Kingdom and the Double Contribution Convention a milestone. During his meeting with the UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the agreement will not only propel two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of the bilateral ties between the two nations.
The recent conclusion of the India-UK FTA and the Double Contribution Convention is truly a milestone. It will not only propel our two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of our bilateral ties. It would also contribute to the strengthening of supply and value chains.
Dr. Jaishankar also thanked the UK government for their strong condemnation of the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam and support to India in the fight against terrorism. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said India has always supported the rule of law, global cooperation and the need for a dialogue on the world stage, sharing a video message after leading the Indian delegation to the 11th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Brazil. Mr. Birla informed that the BRICS countries condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and emphasized the need to adopt a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism through joint efforts.
डिक्लेरेशन में ब्रिक्स देशों ने माना कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमें सामूहिक लड़ाई लड़नी होगी उन्होंने भारत में 22 अप्रैल को पहलगाम कश्मीर में हुई आतंकवादी घटना की निंदा की और साझे प्रयासों से मिलकर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति बनानी चाहिए भारत के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने भी विश्व के देशों को आह्वान किया था कि सभी विश्व के देशों को आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति बनानी चाहिए
The Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued an advisory to all e-commerce platforms to take necessary steps to ensure that their platforms do not engage in deceptive and unfair trade practices, which are in the nature of dark patterns. In a statement, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs said that all e-commerce platforms have been advised to conduct self-audits to identify dark patterns within 3 months. A dark pattern is a deceptive user interface design used by digital platforms to mislead or manipulate consumers. Eid-ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. And in chess, world champion Dee Kukesh committed a costly blunder against American grandmaster Fabiano Caruana in the final round to finish third, as five-time world champion Magnus Carlsen clinched a record-extending seventh Norway chess title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.